Hello and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. In today's bonus mini-episode, we have another Q&A. I asked all the fabulous Coco Club members on Supercast to send in their questions for Coco, and our little koala friend sent back his answers. Let's see what you guys wanted to know. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Let's start with a couple of questions from the lovely Evelyn and Jonah. They wanted to know what Coco's favourite dessert is and what is his favourite thing to do. Coco said, my favourite dessert is sticky toffee, the kind my granddad makes. It's so sticky, it gets all over your paws and sticks your mouth together. It reminds me of bonfire night and is delicious with a scoop of eucalyptus ice cream. My favourite thing to do for fun is explore Sleepy Forest and wait till I stumble across an adventure. I usually take my ukulele with me and play it by the river or under the pine trees. My sister Kira often comes with me and we play tag or hide and seek. Next, Adele in Ballarat, Australia, asked whether Coco likes his sister. I think I know what his answer is going to be. Those two are inseparable. Here's what he said. Hi, Adele. Nice to hear from you all the way from down under. One of my favourite trips I ever took was to Australia. As for your question, I love Kira so much. She's teaching me so many things, like who is the best singer in the world? Swiftie. And how delicious bamboo pancakes are. We get on really well. Even though, like all brothers and sisters, sometimes we need some quiet time. Or sometimes we have silly little arguments. I love her loads and I have so much fun spending time with her, playing board games and hide and seek, or going on adventures around Sleepy Forest. Speaking of adventures, Luna asked Coco which was his favourite adventure so far. And Coco said, hey Luna, my favourite adventure. That's difficult. Maybe when I went snowboarding with my cousin Kukai. We met a cool Kia who can snowboard better than anyone I've ever seen. Or maybe when I went to Australia. It's beautiful there and I got to learn about my ancestors and my long-lost relative, Keith. I remember Keith. He was a funny guy. Maybe we'll see him again soon. Janice had a question about another adventure Coco went on, the night he met Hector and Sunny. She asked what his favourite part was, and here's Coco's answer. Well, that's a difficult question because I loved every second of it. I'd say my favourite part might have been watching Hector trying to climb a tree and sleep in it like Fudge the Sloth. He just couldn't get his feet off the ground. Apparently his climbing skills have come on leaps and bounds since then. He was taught how to climb trees by a jaguar named Claws in the Amazon. I've seen them since then. When they came to Spooky's Halloween party with a couple of scaredy cats. That was so fun too. Sunny looked so funny dressed up as a hot dog. Alice from the US asked Coco about his favourite holiday. I'd have thought it was Halloween after seeing Sunny in her hot dog costume, but let's see. What's my favourite holiday? Well, that's quite tricky. I love them all. I really like Diwali, as Maggie the squirrel makes the forest so pretty with twinkling lanterns. And I love bonfire night, because of the toffee and the fireworks. But I think my very favourite might be Christmas. I love all things cosy, and winter's the cosiest time of the year. I love the smell of the Christmas tree and listening to my grandparents singing carols. Next, Coco Club member Zoe wanted to know whether Coco likes basketball. And Coco said,
I don't know if I love basketball. I've actually never played. Can you believe it? I have tried football, or soccer as my friend Ember says, and I like that. Especially when I go watch the Sleepy Forest team play. Slow Mo is amazing, but I haven't tried basketball. Do you think I would like it? I bet I would. I probably need a long nap after playing, though. There's nothing like a bit of exercise and then a long nap.
Chloe and her best friend, Tiny Terry, asked Coco who was his favourite character. And Coco said,
Tiny Terry, I haven't seen you since you made my Auntie Shirley's play fly faster for our trip to Australia.
I hope to see you again soon. Who is my favourite in the whole of Sleepy Forest? That's such a hard question to answer, as I love everybody so much.
If you're asking whose stories I most love listening to at bedtime, it would have to be the Dream Givers. Sometimes they tell me their stories themselves, and sometimes I listen to Abby reading them. I love keeping up with what they're up to in the land in the clouds and what crazy dreams they've been coming up with lately.
Next, Ingrid asked if our Clever Clog's little koala friend likes school. And here's what he said.
I love school. I get to hang out with my friends Camo and Prickles and draw and write and create all sorts of cool things. My teacher, Mrs. Merryfeathers, is really nice. I think my favourite class is music. I get to play my ukulele and learn some new instruments too.
Finally, Hazel from New Zealand asked whether Coco planned to go to another Swiftie concert to boogie the night away. I think he'd spend every night at a Swiftie concert if he could. And here's what he replied.
I really hope I do get to go to another Swiftie concert, maybe on her next tour. If she releases more songs, Kira and I will have to make sure we learn the words to every single one. And maybe we can make dance routines too. Until then, I'll be dreaming of her last concert. And what an amazing time me, Kira and Grandad had dancing in the crowd.
I hope you enjoyed listening and learning more about Coco this evening. If you'd like to join in on our future Q&As and chats, as well as unlocking bonus episodes, going completely ad-free and supporting our little podcast, join us over on Supercast. The link's there in the show notes. Thank you to our supporters. This wouldn't be possible without you. Now, bye-bye from me and Coco, and we'll see you for a story at bedtime.